In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that Jesus gave his life for you and me, that he rose from the dead. Hallelujah that he hears and answers prayer. It's all about trust. Do we trust him? Do we trust him with our lives? Do we trust him with our day? Do we trust Jesus? I'm looking at the 10th chapter of Mark, verse 32. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem. Now, what's going to happen in Jerusalem? What's going to happen in Jerusalem? He's going to be rejected by the elders and the scribes and be crucified. Isaiah 53. Who has believed what we have heard, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him to no account. This is a picture of the crucifixion. Surely he has borne our infirmities. He has borne your sicknesses on the cross. He has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Oh, God wants you to be healthy because he took it all on the cross. Yet he carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he, Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He, Jesus, was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. He took the rap for our sin. Jesus did that on the cross. He died for your sin and my sins. Oh, yes. This is Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of David. This is Jesus, the Son of Mary. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. And by his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, that's sin. We have all turned to our own way, that's sin. And the Lord has laid on him, the Lord, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers, he is silent, and he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people. Jesus was stricken for my transgressions and your transgressions. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich. Although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain, when he will make his life an offering for sin. Oh yes, he is the offering for the sin of the world. It is time for us to give our lives to Jesus. He shall see his offering and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous. How does he make us righteous? By bleeding on the cross. It is the blood that makes us righteous. Do you know that today? It is the blood that makes us righteous. I'm going back to the 10th chapter of Mark. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem where he was going to be killed, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, just like the shepherd. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, they will spit upon him, they will flog him, and they will kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again." After 3 days, he will rise again. And you know what? They had no idea what he was talking about. They did not want to see Jesus die because it would cause everything to go wrong. They had left their houses, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, for Jesus. And now he tells them he's going to die and rise from the dead. They do not know what he's talking about. They do not want to know what he's talking about. Now James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left." I see Jesus needed to die. These people are looking for power. Jesus says, "No power will be given you but the power of the Holy Spirit." Oh yes, you want to sit one at my left and one at my right? That's the flesh. That's the flesh. In your glory we want to sit. But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, the cup of suffering, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, the baptism of death?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those to whom it has been prepared." Oh yes, they were reserved seats. They had no right to ask Jesus, "We want to sit one at his right and one at his left." We see why Jesus had to die, because they are not willing to be servants. Jesus came as one who serves, not as one who was served to. Let's continue. When the 10 heard this, they became angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know among the Gentiles those whom they recognize as their rulers, and they lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." Oh yes, this turns the world upside down. If you want to be first, you have to be a servant and a slave. First among you, you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. We see in the 13th chapter of St. John, Jesus washing their feet. He came as a servant. On the cross, he will be the servant who dies for us, who is raised for us. He is the Son of the eternal God. Verse 46, chapter 10. They came to Jericho. Oh, Jericho is beautiful. It's watered by seven streams. as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. Okay, this is interesting. Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon the son of Jonah, James and John Zebedee's Bar-Zebedee. James and John were the sons of Zebedee. Bartimaeus has no name. He's blind. He's only the son of Timaeus. No name is given to him because he's blind. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Oh, yes. He wants to hear Jesus, to hear him. He does not know where Jesus is. He is blind. So he uses what he has. He uses his voice. Many sternly ordered Bartimaeus to shut up, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. What cloak is keeping you from Jesus today? What cloak is keeping you from Jesus? What sin that you need to go to confession? Oh, yes. What cloak is keeping me from Jesus today? What cloak? I tell you, Jesus wants us to let go of that which does not help us to run to him. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Hallelujah. Jesus says to you today, "What do you want me to do for you?" You say, I'm a sinner. Then ask for forgiveness. "What do you want me to do for you today?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Where's Jesus going? To Jerusalem to die. Bartimaeus now goes up to Jerusalem with Jesus. I can see him at the cross saying, "This is the one who made me see. Why are they killing this man?" Oh, yes. Why are they killing this man? Because Isaiah 52 and 53 and Psalm 22 tells us that by his stripes we would be healed, that he would forgive our sins by his blood. Chapter 11 of Mark. And when they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone asks of you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" I tell you today, the Lord needs you today. Oh, he chooses to need you today. Me too. He chooses to need us today so that we can do something that only we can do for other people. He chooses to need you. You say, "But I'm so poor." He chooses to need you today. Are you hearing that? I have to hear it for myself. He chooses me because he needs me. He chooses me because he wants me. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them that Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. And then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches, and they all had cut in the fields. Then those who were ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree, Jesus was hungry. He's human. Not only is he divine, he's human. And in the distance, he saw a fig tree in leaf. He went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found that nothing was on it but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, May no one ever eat fruit from you again, my Lord. I never could understand this scripture. It was not the time of fruit, and yet he curses the fig tree. And his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. This is the nail on the coffin of Jesus. This is the nail that makes Jesus going to go to Calvary. This is the nail in the coffin. Those who were buying and selling in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He overturned the tables, and he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, Is it not written that my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? Oh, yes. What is Holy Rosary? A house of prayer for anyone who comes. Oh, yes. But you have made it a den of robbers. And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him. Oh, yes. They want him dead. You want to know why? They're jealous. Because Jesus was not like them. He spoke with authority. He healed the sick, and he cast out demons. For they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. Why? Because he taught with authority, not like the scribes, not like the Pharisees. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. Jesus answered them, Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, Be taken up and thrown into the sea, if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have already received it, and it will be yours. I remember when I was a young lad, we had gone to Wareham. It was on the Wewiantic River. I remember going down to the river. It was windy, and it was filled with white caps. And I remembered what Jesus said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this tree, be uprooted. And I tell you, I said to the sea, be calm in the name of Jesus. And guess what? It calmed down, and I ran up to the house. I got so scared. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Again they came to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it a human origin? Answer me." They argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him? Because he spoke of me.' If we say of earth, the people will be at us. But shall we say of human origin? They were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." They knew. Oh, they knew. But they would not say. Oh, how hypocritical they were. We do not want to be hypocritical. We want to say what we mean and mean what we say. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to tell you today that he died for your sins. I want to tell you today that he rose from the dead. I want to tell you today that he has a plan for your life. You say, "But I'm insignificant." I remember Carmela, who thought she was insignificant, but when she gave her life to Jesus, she was used powerfully by the Lord. No one is insignificant who gives their life to Jesus. Let's continue. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." What authority was he doing these things by? By the authority of God. He was doing these things by the authority of God. Do you know that he loves you? Do you know that he cares about you? Do you know that he has a plan for you? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, she said, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want you to save the date between July 14th and the 20th of 2019. We have the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary. Oh, yes. The school of the Holy Spirit. How we need the gift of the Holy Spirit. For you to find more, you've got to write daysofglory.org. www.daysofglory.org. Let me tell you, we have not yet finished paying May's bills. Oh, please help us to pay May's bills. Now the bills for June are coming in. We are far behind. We need your help. Without your help, we're not going to be able to do anything. So please write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to PayPal, inseason.net, inseason.net, and PayPal will bring you to a place where you can leave a donation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.